Hey, this is Jeremy. Thanks for tuning in to Edgecast Mini today. Hope you're having a good day. And I want to take us to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7 to 10. In verse 8 and 9 of this passage, Paul says this really important statement. Paul says, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Now, this is some pretty intense stuff, and coming from Paul, he's someone that obviously knows what suffering and hardship is all about. And I think, you know, the biggest misconception that you and I could have is that once we've accepted Jesus into our lives, suddenly everything's just fine. And everything goes right for us. You're going to score straight A's without studying. Everyone's going to love you and be your friend. Everything's going to be perfect. Even people in church, you know, are always going to treat you perfectly. And a lot of people struggle with this because you, after accepting Jesus into your life, suddenly you face some hardship or you face some difficulty. And sometimes those difficulties might even be in relationships in the church or around you. And you start to question God. But you've got to know that that's not exactly the way that Jesus works. Maybe you're asking yourself what you really got yourself into or if you've got the strength to carry on today. But I don't know. It might be a really big surprise to you to know that God is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for your life. Now, I want you to understand clearly that God is perfectly capable of solving every problem and every situation of your life. But the truth is that Jesus never promised that life would be easy. But what he did promise us is that he would always be with us and help us every step of the way. God's not, you know, on some kind of power trip trying to punish you and make life difficult for you. But you've got to understand today that it's through difficult circumstances that you and I are reminded how many things are out of our control, and it pushes us to trust in God. That no matter how smart, no matter how capable I am, I'm still in need of a God that's bigger than myself. I'm in need of a Savior. I'm in need of God. And so in verse 7, Paul says, "Even as we share in Christ's suffering, we will share abundantly in comfort." This is an awesome verse because he promises that, look, life will get bad and sometimes you're going to suffer just like Jesus suffered. But in the midst of that, you got to understand that you're also going to share in the comfort that Christ has. He's going to comfort us in all of our difficult circumstances. And so we don't have to worry. We don't have to freak out or just throw in the towel because we have a hope. We have someone who's able and more than willing to carry us through. So are you facing a big mountain today? Are you facing overwhelming circumstances that you can't quite understand? I want to tell you that God has promised that he can be depended upon, that he's faithful and trustworthy, and no matter what, he's always backing us up and cheering us on until we reach the end of the race where we'll see him again.